decision. Sure, golf,
you made a decision to go, you know, to go to the Eagles in free agency. Mm-hmm. Do you ever at all, I mean, you don't second guess yourself, but do you at least think of what might have been, you know, the could have been still here? You know what I mean?
No, not at all. Okay. You know, you kind of just focus on the now. You be in the moment and be where your feet are. And that's where I am. I'm with the Eagles, and I'm proud to be an Eagle and glad I'm here.
Is it pretty impressive, though, what they've
I mean, it is. You know, I was there for 4 years. You know, obviously, I would have loved for, you know, that to happen, you know, when I was there. But, you know, I'm happy for where I am, and I got a lot of guys that I know over there. So, happy for them. They're playing well, and we're glad to bring our A game on Sunday.
What's the biggest difference with Jared Goff this year versus maybe what he put on tape last year?
I just think, you know, experience. They're putting him in a good position. They're able to run the ball with Todd Gurley, and then they set up a lot of their runs with their play action game, and they have the type of receivers to do it. Sammy Watkins. They did have Robert Woods. He's down right now, but then Cub is playing well. They got a good role for him, so they're just in sync, and they're doing a good job at it. And Sean McVay is a good coach, and he's doing a good job.
He's made some really big throws. Remember that Saints game? Showed off some arm strength. Mm-hmm. Is it tough as a in the secondary to go up against somebody with a big arm, like a big arm quarterback, compared to maybe a guy that likes to dink and dunk down the field a little more?
Oh yeah, I mean you are. Awareness is a little higher this week, and you know, that's going to be our focus point, not allowing the ball to go over our head, not allowing explosive plays. You know, that's the goal each week, but that's a big emphasis this week. That's what they like to do, and that's how they make a lot of their explosive plays, stretching the field and throwing the ball down in the air. So we're going to do a good job of staying on top of those guys.
Well, on top of that, coming off of Russell Wilson, where he extends plays with his legs and you guys have to, you know, hold your coverage longer anyway, mm-hmm. What can you take from that game and maybe apply to the matchup against Goff?
It's two different type of quarterbacks. So, you know, Goff is one that's going to sit in the pocket. He's going to make, you know, the perfect throws. He's going to throw the ball down the field. Russell Wilson's going to run around, try to extend plays, and also try to get the ball deep. But, you know, one thing that we could take from that game is obviously our execution. We're focused this week on making that happen. Doing what we do best, and that's getting out the field on third downs and playing well in the red zone.
Are you more impressed by Gurley's ability to run or catch the ball?
Both, man. You know, I don't think that was something that we made a big emphasis on when I was there of him. But you know, he's like third leading receiver, I think, for him. And then, you know, I've seen he's in the backfield lining up and you know, hitting home run runs. So. He's an impressive kid, man. He's a good running back. I respect him. And, you know, we're going to have to obviously do our job up front. But then in the back end, we're going to have to rally in and tackle him in open space. I think that's where he makes a lot of his plays at, making guys miss with his ability. And so we're going to do a good job at open field tackling.
Did you find baseball turf to be a little different than football turf?
Yeah. You know, a little bit of adjustment. Guys are sliding around a little bit, but didn't take long for us to get our feet acclimated and out there rolling today.
What did the coaches say? Do they give you any kind of advice as you're starting out?
Nah, no advice. You know, we're professionals, so, you know, just work on your breaks. We did that, and, you know, it was a good, successful practice today.
Think of the digs overall?
The stadium?
Yeah, the stadium.
Oh, man, it's nice. This is my first time probably inside of a, you know, baseball's locker room. And, you know, I'm pretty impressed. Those guys live a nice lifestyle, so I appreciate them lending us, you know, their locker room.